Today in our gospel, Jesus speaks a truth so simple and yet so powerful. It's echoed through the ages. If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it would obey you. A mustard seed, tiny, almost unnoticeable. And yet Jesus tells us that such a small seed of faith has the power to move mountains or uproot trees, or in our time, to transform lives. And not only our own lives, but the lives of those around us. On this 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, as we reflect on this gospel passage, we also pause to reflect on what this mustard seed faith looks like in action. Today is also the weekend of our in-pew annual appeal for Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma. And so if you see these brochures in your pew at the ends, we pass them to the people in the middle so that they can look along as well. It's certainly providential that this gospel was chosen for this day, or this appeal chosen for this weekend. Because when we give, when we serve, even in small, humble ways, God multiplies our efforts beyond what we can imagine. So the image Jesus gives us, the mustard seed. In the kingdom of God, we know that this small seed becomes a tree where birds find shelter. In our lives, when we give from our faith, even when we think it's small or insignificant, God can turn it into something that offers hope, dignity, and even new life to others. So many people at times feel they have nothing big to offer. What difference can my small gift make? What can one person do, right? But the gospel reminds us today, no gift is too small when planted in faith. Catholic Charities of Eastern Oklahoma is a beautiful example of this for us. It takes what each of us offers, time, treasure, talents, and it multiplies it through the hands and hearts of loving disciples. And the impact, even here in our own parish, is really extraordinary. This past year, 85 volunteers from among you gave a combined 6,413 hours in service. That's a mustard seed grown into a strong and fruitful tree. Through our Ministry of Compassion right over here on our campus, 71 volunteers have stepped forward to be the hands and feet of Christ, comforting the sick, feeding the hungry, walking with those in distress. These are not just numbers, my friends. These are lives touched, hope restored. Last year, 2024, 799 people in our Broken Arrow zip code, our St. Anne's zip code, were served by Catholic Charities through the market and the emergency assistance programs at the main campus way out in North Harvard, receiving food and shelter, financial help, but most importantly, dignity. 28 people received care at the dental clinic, people who may not have otherwise had access to basic dental health. Think of it, 799 people. That's 799 mustard seeds of hope planted right here in our Broken Arrow community, in our neighborhood. And all of these because of faithful disciples like you and me who've stepped up. Jesus also reminds us today in a rather sobering way, doesn't he, that as disciples we serve not for recognition, not for reward. We do it because it's our duty. We are unworthy servants, he says. We have only done what we ought to have done. That's not Jesus at all trying to diminish us. Rather, he's calling us to true Christian maturity, to love and to serve without expectation, to do good not because it gets noticed, but because it is the right thing to do, because it is who we are as followers of Jesus. Catholic Charities reflects this beautifully, I think. So much of what they do happens behind the scenes, too. Food boxes delivered quietly, job counseling provided with compassion, a warm blanket given to someone sleeping on the street. There's no fanfare, just love, just faith in action. And isn't that what discipleship is? Living the gospel, not just in words, but in deeds. One of the most powerful aspects of Catholic Charities' work is how it steps in before crisis becomes catastrophe. You see on the cover, why wait until they're homeless? Jump in before crisis becomes catastrophe. When a family is on the brink of losing their home, Catholic Charities helps keep them stable. When a single mom is choosing between rent and food, they help bridge the gap. When someone's fleeing domestic violence, they offer refuge. This is how the church shows that love of neighbor is not optional. It is our shared Christian duty. The appeal today is not for just financial support. Oh, yes, our gifts are critically important, but financial gifts. But more than that, it's a call to deepen our commitment to living our faith as Jesus taught, by putting love into action, especially for the vulnerable. And so every dollar, every volunteer hour, every prayer, these are mustard seeds that God turns into healing, stability, and we might even say into great joy. When you support Catholic Charities, you walk with mothers and their children, offering them a future filled with hope. You accompany the elderly and the sick, ensuring they're not forgotten in their suffering. You uphold the dignity of the dying, making sure no one takes their final breath without knowing they are greatly loved. This is what it means to love as Christ loves, and this is what it means to be church. And so today I ask you, I implore you, plant your mustard seed. Don't worry if you feel your gift is too small. It's not. Give in faith, give in love, give as the disciple of Jesus you are. And if you can give financially, whether $10 or $1,000, do so with confidence that your gift will be multiplied by God's grace. If you can give time, become a volunteer. If you can give encouragement, invite someone else to learn about Catholic Charities' mission. Whatever you give, know this: you are helping build the kingdom of God right here in eastern Oklahoma. You're helping write stories of restoration, stories of healing, and stories of hope. You're living the gospel, is what you're doing. So back to that mustard seed. When we plant it, when we water it with love and trust God to make it grow, it becomes more than we ever dreamed. A place where others can come and find rest. A place where faith becomes action and action becomes transformation. Did you know just a few minutes ago, St. Anne welcomed 22 new confirmed Catholics into our parish? Those seeds of faith are bearing fruit because they're being planted by people like you. I pray that your gift today and your gift of life every day be a mustard seed planted in faith, that it's watered by love and grown by the grace of God to become a tree of compassion and hope for all who seek refuge. May God bless you, and may we together continue to love as Christ loves and to be his hands and feet right here in eastern Oklahoma. So I'll ask Father Dan just to give us maybe 90 seconds. Fill this out if you'd like, and that will be a second collection today after the first. Also, if you'd like to take it home, pray about it as a family, you're welcome to do that. You can bring it back through the parish or maybe next weekend in the collection, or feel free to send it right into Catholic Charities. Thank you for your attention this morning and for being the disciples that you are.